अथ अष्टादशोऽध्यायः। अर्जुन उवाच सन्न्यासस्य महाबाहो तत्त्वमिच्छामि वेदितुम् त्यागस्य च हृषीकेश पृथक् केशि निषूदना
Arjuna said, O mighty armed one, I wish to understand the purpose of renunciation, Tyaga, and of the renounced order of life, Sannyasa, O killer of the Keshi demon, master of the senses.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Kamyanam Karmanam Nyasam Sannyasam Kavayo Viduhu Sarva Karma Phalatyagam Prabhuhu Tyagam Vichakshanaha.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, the giving up of activities that are based on material desire is what great learned men call the renounced order of life, sannyasa. And giving up the results of all activities is what the wise call renunciation, tyaga.
Tyajyam doshavarityeke karma prahuho manishinaha yajnadana tapakarma natyajyam iti chapare.
Some learned men declare that all kinds of fruitive activities should be given up as faulty. Yet other sages maintain that acts of sacrifice, charity and penance should never be abandoned.
Nishchayam shrunume tatra Tyage bharata sattama Tyagohi purusha vyakra Trividaka samprakirtitaka.
O best of the Bharatas, now hear my judgment about renunciation, O tiger among men. Renunciation is declared in the scriptures to be of three kinds.
Yajnadana tapakarma natyajyam karyameva tat yajnodanam tapascheiva pavanani manishinam.
Acts of sacrifice, charity and penance are not to be given up. They must be performed. Indeed, sacrifice, charity and penance purify even the great souls.
Yetanyapitu karmani sangam tyaktva phalani cha kartavyani time partha nishchitam matam uttamam.
All these activities should be performed without attachment or any expectation of result. They should be performed as a matter of duty, O son of Pritha. That is my final opinion.
Niyatasya tu sanyasaga karmano nopapadyate mohatasya parityagaga tamasaha parikirtitaka.
Prescribed duties should never be renounced. If one gives up his prescribed duties because of illusion, such renunciation is said to be in the mode of ignorance.
Dukkhamityeva yatkarma kaya klesha bhayatyajet sakritva ராஜசம் தியாகம் நைவ தியாக பலம் லபேத்.
Anyone who gives up prescribed duties as troublesome or out of fear of bodily discomfort is said to have renounced in the mode of passion. Such action never leads to the elevation of renunciation.
Karya vidyeva yattaruma niyatam kriyate arjuna sangam tyaktva phalam chaiva satyagaha satviko mataka.
O Arjuna, when one performs his prescribed duty only because it ought to be done and renounces all material association and all attachment to the fruit, his renunciation is said to be in the mode of goodness.
Nadveshtya kushalam karma kushale nanushajyate tyagi sattva samavishto medhavi chinna samshayaga.
The intelligent renouncer situated in the mode of goodness, neither hateful of inauspicious work nor attached to auspicious work, has no doubts about work.
Nahi deha bhrita shakyam tyaktum karmani asheshataka yastu karma phalatyagi satyagiti abhijiyate.
It is indeed impossible for an embodied being to give up all activities, but he who renounces the fruits of action is called one who has truly renounced.
Anishtam ishtam nishyam cha trividham karmanah phalam bhavatyatyaginam pretya natu sanyasinam kvachit.
For one who is not renounced, the threefold fruits of action, desirable, undesirable and mixed, accrue after death. But those who are in the renounced order of life have no such result to suffer or enjoy.
Panchaitani Mahabhago Karanani Nibodhame Samkhye Kritante Protani Siddhaye Sarva Karmana.
O mighty armed Arjuna, according to the Vedanta, there are five causes for the accomplishment of all action. Now learn of these from me.
Adhishthanam Tatha Karta Karanam Cha Prithak Vidham Vividhascha Prithak Cheshta Daivam Chaivatya Panchamam.
The place of action, the body, the performer, the various senses, the many different kinds of endeavor, and ultimately the supersoul, these are the five factors of action.
Sharira vāgmanobhihi yat karma prārabhate nalaka nyāyam va viparītam va pañcaite tasya hetavaga.
Whatever right or wrong action a man performs by body, mind or speech is caused by these five factors.
Tatraivam sati kartaram atmanam kevalam tuya पश्यत्यकृतबुद्धित्वात् न स पश्यति दुर्मतिः.
Therefore, one who thinks himself the only doer, not considering the five factors, is certainly not very intelligent and cannot see things as they are.
Yasya naham kruto bhavo buddhih yasya na lipyate hatvapi sagiman lokan nahanti nanibadyate.
One who is not motivated by false ego, whose intelligence is not entangled, though he kills men in this world, does not kill, nor is he bound by his actions.
Jnanam jnayam parijnata trividha karma chodana karanam karma karteti trividha karma sangraha.
Knowledge, the object of knowledge, and the knower are the three factors that motivate action. The senses, the work, and the doer are the three constituents of action.
Jnanam karma cha karta cha tridheiva guna vedataka prochyate guna sankhyane yathavat shrunu tanyapi.
According to the three different modes of material nature, there are three kinds of knowledge, action, and performer of action. Now hear of them from me.
Sarva bhuteshu yenaikam bhavam avyayam ikshate avibhaktam vibhakteshu tajnanam vidhi sattvikam.
That knowledge by which one undivided spiritual nature is seen in all living entities, though they are divided into innumerable forms, you should understand to be in the mode of goodness.
Prithakvena tu yajnanam nana bhavan prithakvidhan veti sarveshu bhute.
That knowledge by which one sees that in every different body there is a different type of living entity, you should understand to be in the mode of passion.
Yattu krishnavade kasmil karye saktam ahaitukam atatvarthavadalpam cha tatamasam udagatam.
And that knowledge by which one is attached to one kind of work as the all in all, without knowledge of the truth, and which is very meager, is said to be in the mode of darkness.
Niyatam sangarahitam araga dveshatah kritam aphala prepsuna kamma yattat sattvikam uchyate.
That action which is regulated and which is performed without attachment, without love or hatred, and without desire for fruitive results, is said to be in the mode of goodness.
Yattu kamepsuna karma sahankarena vapunaha kriyate bahulayasam tadrajasam udagatam.
But action performed with great effort by one seeking to gratify his desires and enacted from a sense of false ego is called action in the mode of passion.
Anubaldam chayam himsa anavekshaca paurusham mohadarabhyate karma yattat tamasam ujjate.
That action performed in illusion, in disregard of scriptural injunctions and without concern for future bondage or for violence or distress caused to others, is said to be in the mode of ignorance.
Mukta sango anaham vadi drityutsaga samanvitaga siddhya siddhyo niruvikaraga karta satvika ujjate.
One who performs his duty without association with the modes of material nature, without false ego, with great determination and enthusiasm, and without wavering in success or failure, is said to be a worker in the mode of goodness.
Ragi karma phala prepsugu lubdho himsatmako ashuchihi harsha shokanvitaka karta rajasaga parikirtitaka.
The worker who is attached to work and the fruits of work, desiring to enjoy those fruits, and who is greedy, always envious, impure, and moved by joy and sorrow, is said to be in the mode of passion.
Ayuktaka prakritaka stabdaka shato anaishkritiko alasaka vishadi dirghasutri cha karta tamas ujjate.
The worker who is always engaged in work against the injunctions of the scripture, who is materialistic, obstinate, cheating and expert in insulting others, and who is lazy, always morose and procrastinating, is said to be a worker in the mode of ignorance.
Buddhirbhedam dhriteshchaiva gunatastrividham shrunu prochyamanam asheshena prithaktvena dhananjaya.
O winner of wealth, now please listen as I tell you in detail of the different kinds of understanding and determination according to the three modes of material nature.
Pravrittim cha nivrittim cha karya karye bhaya bhaye baltham mokshan cha yameti buddhi sa partha satviki.
O son of Pritha, that understanding by which one knows what ought to be done and what ought not to be done, what is to be feared and what is not to be feared, what is binding and what is liberating, is in the mode of goodness.
Yaya dharmam adharmam cha karyam cha akaryam eva cha ayathavat prajanati buddhihi sa partha rajasi.
O son of Pritha, that understanding which cannot distinguish between religion and irreligion, between action that should be done and action that should not be done, is in the mode of passion.
Adharmam dharmamitiya manyate tamasavrita sarvarthan viparitamscha buddhihi sapartatamasi.
That understanding which considers irreligion to be religion and religion to be irreligion under the spell of illusion and darkness and strives always in the wrong direction, O Partha, is in the mode of ignorance.
Dhrityaya dharayate mana pranendriya kriya yogena vyabhijarinya dhritisa partha satviki.
O son of Pritha, that determination which is unbreakable, which is sustained with steadfastness by yoga practice, and which thus controls the activities of the mind, life and senses, is determination in the mode of goodness.
Yayatu dharma kamarthan dhritya dharayate arjuna prasangena phalakankshe dhritissa partha rajasi.
But that determination by which one holds fast to fruitive results in religion, economic development and sense gratification is of the nature of passion, O Arjuna.
Yaya swapnam bhayam shokam vishadam madamevacha navimulchati durmedha dhritissa partha tamasi.
And that determination which cannot go beyond dreaming, fearfulness, lamentation, moroseness and illusion, such unintelligent determination, O son of Pritha, is in the mode of darkness.
Sukham tvidanim trividham shrunu me bharatarshabha abhyasat ramate yatra dukkhantam cha nigacchati.
O best of the Bharatas, now please hear from me about the three kinds of happiness by which the conditioned soul enjoys and by which he sometimes comes to the end of all distress.
Yattadagne vishamiva pariname amrutopamam tatsukham satvikam proktam atma buddhi prasadajam.
That which in the beginning may be just like poison, but at the end is just like nectar, and which awakens one to self-realization, is said to be happiness in the mode of goodness.
Vishayendriya samyodat yattadagre amrutopamam pariname vishamiva tatsukham rajasam smritam.
That happiness which is derived from contact of the senses with their objects and which appears like nectar at first but poison at the end is said to be of the nature of passion.
Yadagne chanubandhe cha sukham moganam atmanaga nidralasya pramadottam tattamasamudagatam.
And that happiness which is blind to self-realization which is delusion from beginning to end, and which arises from sleep, laziness and illusion, is said to be of the nature of ignorance.
Natadasti prithivyam va divideveshu va punaha satvam prakriti jair muktam yadebhihi syat tribhir gunai.
There is no being existing, either here or among the demigods in the higher planetary systems, which is freed from these three modes born of material nature.
Brahmana Kshatriya Visham Shudranantya Parantapa Karmani Pravibhaktani Swabhava Prabhavai Gunai.
Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras are distinguished by the qualities born of their own natures in accordance with the material modes, O chastiser of the enemy.
Shamodamaha Tapaha Shaujam Shanti Rajyavamevacha Jnanam Vijnanam Astikyam Brahma Karma Swabhavajam.
Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom and religiousness. These are the natural qualities by which the Brahmanas work.
Shauryam tejo dhritihi dakshyam yuddhe chapyapalayanam danam ishvara bhavascha kshatram karma swabhavajam.
Heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in battle, generosity and leadership are the natural qualities of work for the Kshatriyas.
Krishihi gorakshya vanijyam vaishya karma swabhavajam paricharyatmakam karma shudrasyapi swabhavajam.
Farming, cow protection and business are the natural work for the Vaishyas, and for the Shudras there is labor and service to others.
Sve sve karmani abhiratah samsiddhim labhate narah swakarma niratah siddhim yatha vindati tat shrunu.
By following his qualities of work, every man can become perfect. Now please hear from me how this can be done.
Yata pravrittihi bhutanam yena sarvamidam tatam swakarmana tamabhyarjya siddhim vindati manavaha.
By worship of the Lord, who is the source of all beings and who is all-pervading, a man can attain perfection through performing his own work.
Shriyan swadharmo vigunaga paradharmat svanushthitat swabhava niyatam karma kilbisham.
It is better to engage in one's own occupation, even though one may perform it imperfectly, than to accept another's occupation and perform it perfectly. Duties prescribed according to one's nature are never affected by sinful reactions.
Sahajam karma kaunteya sadoshamapi natyajet sarvarambhahi doshena dhumena agniriva.
Every endeavor is covered by some fault, just as fire is covered by smoke. Therefore, one should not give up the work born of his nature, O son of Kunti, even if such work is full of fault.
Asakta buddhihi sarvatra jita atma vigata sprahaha naishkarmya siddhim paramam sanyasenadhigacchati.
One who is self-controlled and unattached and who disregards all material enjoyments can obtain, by practice of renunciation, the highest perfect stage of freedom from reaction.
Siddhim prapto yatha brahma tathapnoti nibodhame samasenaiva kaunteya nishthajnanasya yapara.
O son of Kunti, learn from me how one who has achieved this perfection can attain to the supreme perfectional stage, Brahman, the stage of highest knowledge, by acting in the way I shall now summarize.
Buddhya vishuddhaya yukto dhrityatmanam niyamyacha shabdadin vishayan styaktva ragadveshau vyudasyacha vivikta sevi lagvashi yatavakaya manasaha dhyana yoga paro nityam vairagyam samupashritaha ahankaram balam darpam kamam krodham parigraham vimuchya nirmamaha shanto brahma bhuyaya kalpate.
Being purified by his intelligence and controlling the mind with determination, giving up the objects of sense gratification, being freed from attachment and hatred, one who lives in a secluded place, who eats little, who controls his body, mind and power of speech, who is always in trance and who is detached, free from false ego, false strength, false pride, lust, anger and acceptance of material things, free from false proprietorship and peaceful. Such a person is certainly elevated to the position of self-realization.
Brahma bhutaka prasannatma na shochati na kankshati samaha sarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate param.
One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments or desires to have anything. He is equally disposed toward every living entity. In that state he attains pure devotional service unto me.
Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavanya ಯಶ್ಚಾಸ್ಮಿ ತತ್ವತಃ ತತೋ ಮಾಂ ತತ್ವತೋ ಜ್ಞಾತ್ವಾ ವಿಶತೆ ತದನಂತರಂ.
One can understand me as I am, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of me by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God.
Sarva karmanyapi sada kurvano madhyapashrayaha matprasadat avapnoti shashvatam padamavyayam.
Though engaged in all kinds of activities, my pure devotee, under my protection, reaches the eternal and imperishable abode by my grace.
Chetasa sarva karmani mayi sanyasya matparaha buddhi yogam upashritya machittaha satatam bhava.
In all activities, just depend upon me and work always under my protection. In such devotional service, be fully conscious of me.
Machittaha sarva durgani matprasadat tarishyasi atha chetvam ahankarat nashroshyasi vinamkshasi.
If you become conscious of me, you will pass over all the obstacles of conditioned life by my grace. If, however, you do not work in such consciousness but act through false ego, not hearing me, you will be lost.
Yadahankaram ashritya nayotye iti mandyase mithyaisha vyavasayaste prakritistvam niyokshati.
If you do not act according to my direction and do not fight, then you will be falsely directed. By your nature, you will have to be engaged in warfare.
Swabhavajena kaunteya nibaddhaha svena karmana kartum nechasi yanmohat karishyasi avashopitate.
Under illusion, you are now declining to act according to my direction. But compelled by the work born of your own nature, you will act all the same, O son of Kunti.
Ishvaraha sarvabhutanam hrideshe arjuna tishthati bhramayam sarvabhutani yantrarodhani mayaya.
The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities, who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy.
Tameva sharanam gachha sarvabhavena bharata tatprasadat param shantim sthanam prapsyasi shashvatam.
O scion of Bharata, surrender unto him utterly. By his grace you will attain transcendental peace and the supreme and eternal abode.
इति ते ज्ञानम् आख्यातम् गुह्यात् गुह्यतरम् मया विमृश्यैतत् अशेषेण यथेच्छसि तथा कुरु.
Thus I have explained to you knowledge still more confidential. Deliberate on this fully and then do what you wish to do.
Sarva gukhyatamam bhuyaka shrunu me paramam vachaka ishtosi me dridhamiti tato vakshyami te.
Because you are my very dear friend, I'm speaking to you my supreme instruction, the most confidential knowledge of all. Hear this from me, for it is for your benefit.
Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuro mame vaishyasi सत्यं ते प्रतिजाने प्रियोऽसि मे.
Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend.
सर्वधर्मान् परित्यज्य मामेकं शरणं व्रज अहं त्वा सर्वपापेभ्यो मोक्षयिष्यामि मा शुचः.
Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear.
इदं ते नातपस्ताय नाभक्ताय कदाचन न चाशुश्रूषवे वाच्यं न च मां योऽभ्यसूयति.
This confidential knowledge may never be explained to those who are not austere or devoted or engaged in devotional service, nor to one who's envious of me.
Yaimam paramam gukhyam madbhakteshu abhidhasyati bhaktim mayi param kritva mame vaishyati asamshayah.
For one who explains this supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he will come back to me.
Na cha tasmat manusheshu kaschin me priyakritamah bhavita na cha me तस्मात् अन्यः प्रियतरो भुवि.
There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear.
अध्येष्यते च यगिमं धर्म्यं संवादं आवयोः ज्ञानयज्ञेन तेनाहं इष्टः स्यामिति मे मतिः.
And I declare that he who studies the sacred conversation of ours worships me by his intelligence.
श्रद्धावान् अनसूयश्च ಶೃಣುಯಾದಪಿ ಯೋ ನರಃ ಸೋಪಿ ಮುಕ್ತಃ ಶುಭಾನ್ ಲೋಕಾನ್ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ನುಯಾತ್ ಪುಣ್ಯಕರ್ಮಣಾಂ.
And one who listens with faith and without envy becomes free from sinful reactions and attains to the auspicious planets where the pious dwell.
Kachidetat shrutam partha tvayikagrena chetasa kachidajnana samogaga pranashtaga te dhananjaya.
O son of Pritha, O conqueror of wealth, have you heard this with an attentive mind? And are your ignorance and illusions now dispelled?
Arjuna uvacha nashto mohaga smritir labdha tvat prasadatmaya chuta sthitosmi gata sandehaga karishye vachanam tava.
Arjuna said, My dear Krishna, O infallible one, my illusion is now gone. I have regained my memory by your mercy. I am now firm and free from doubt and am prepared to act according to your instructions.
Sanjaya uvacha ityaham vasudevasya ಪಾರ್ಥಸ್ಯ ಚ ಮಹಾತ್ಮನಃ ಸಂವಾದಂ ಇಮಂ ಅಶ್ರೌಷಂ ಅದ್ಭುತಂ ರೋಮಹರ್ಷಣಂ.
ಸಂಜಯಾ ಸೆಡ್, ದಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಐ ಹರ್ಡ್ ದ ಕಾನ್ವರ್ಸೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೂ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸೋಲ್ಸ್, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅಂಡ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ, ಅಂಡ್ ಸೋ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಮೆಸೇಜ್ that my hair is standing on end.
Vyasa prasadat shrutavan yetat gukhyam aham param yogam yogeshwarat krishnat sakshat kathayatah swayam.
By the mercy of Vyasa, I've heard these most confidential talks directly from the master of all mysticism, Krishna, who was speaking personally to Arjuna.
Rajan samskritya samsmritya samvadam imam adbhutam keshavarjunayoho punyam ಕೃಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಚ ಮುಹುರ್ಮುಹು.
O King, as I repeatedly recall this wondrous and holy dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna, I take pleasure being thrilled at every moment.
Tachya samsmritya samsmritya rupam atyadbhutam hare vismayoh me mahan rajan krishyami cha punah punah.
O King, as I remember the wonderful form of Lord Krishna, I am struck with wonder more and more, and I rejoice again and again.
ಯತ್ರ ಯೋಗೇಶ್ವರ ಕೃಷ್ಣೋ ಯತ್ರ ಪಾರ್ಥೋ ಧನುರ್ಧರಃ ಯತ್ರ ಯೋಗೇಶ್ವರ ಕೃಷ್ಣೋ ಯತ್ರ ಪಾರ್ಥೋ ಧನುರ್ಧರಃ ತತ್ರ ಶ್ರೀಃ ವಿಜಯೋ ಭೂತಿಃ
ध्रुवानीतिहि मतिर्मम तत्र श्रीहि विजयो भूतिहि ध्रुवानीतिर्मतिर्मम आ
Wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there will also certainly be opulence, victory, extraordinary power and morality. That is my opinion.
Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Moksha Sanyasa Yogo Nama Ashtadashodhyayaha Shri Krishna Arpanamastu